Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, with over 3,600 route miles of fiber. Well, United Communications can deliver nearly perfect reliability across the region. Find out more at mte.com/internet. Well, today, our topic, subject matter, Murfreesboro City Schools. Lisa Trail joins me here this morning and trying to brave the rain out there in the school zones this morning, and a nice little downpour right now. Looks like a couple of rainy days, but Lisa, that just thinking about that reminds me, I was going through the school zones this morning, and those people who direct traffic, they should be given awards, you know?
Those crossing guards are amazing, aren't they?
They are. I mean, just the work that they put in, whether it's rain, sleet, snow, maybe even sometimes, you never know, but a hard job, especially on busy thoroughfares. So, and
absolutely, they do an amazing job.
Really, just hats off to everybody. I mean, we're getting toward the end of the school year. It's hard to believe, but the 24-25 school year almost in the books. We're counting down days, not weeks or months now.
That is true. We are counting down days, but we're still working hard. So don't think that they're just sitting still in their classroom. I was in schools all last week, and amazing work still being done by our teachers and our students. And I think sometimes people kind of get that thought process that school is over, we're just doing nothing, but that's not true. That's not true at all.
Yeah, but work continues, and work is going to even continue after Memorial Day, which I know it's because of how the calendar falls and the start of school and the number of days, but this is a little abnormal because it hasn't happened in a while, but there will be some school days after Memorial Day this year.
That is correct, and it is all about making sure we have the correct number of days in the calendar. We did have off a few extra days over the Thanksgiving break, and that's kind of kicked us backwards a little bit in May. We are going to be out May 29th, which is Thursday. We'll have a half day on Thursday. So Monday is Memorial Day. We come back Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday is our last day.
Very good. So just kind of keep that in mind. And there will be lots of things going on during those days. And hopefully you didn't prepare for your vacation to be, around Memorial Day.
Well, I hope not, but we do put these calendars out, well over a year in advance. So if you want to know when we're in and out of school for next year, it's already up on our website for the 25-26 school year. So go ahead and make your plans around that, and we appreciate that. I do know that this is a little different, but it's been on the books for over a year, so it shouldn't be a surprise, if that makes sense.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, so we get come back, and then we start back to summer school the following week. So
yeah,
a couple of days off, and boom, we're back at it.
You mentioned the calendar, and I just wanted to make sure. If you go to cityschools.net, there is a menu bar, and one of the selections is calendar, so you can't really miss it. And next year's calendar is up there, so be sure to make sure you check that out. And you mentioned summer school, so why don't we jump right into that? Summer school starts June 2nd, it looks like.
Yeah, so summer school has started. All of our kids are already registered. If they're attending summer school, they've already gotten their whole, all the information they need about when to come and what days we're in and what days we're out. Our third graders will be the main kids at summer school, but it's actually we have all levels of students at summer school. And then, of course, ESP is in the middle of registration for their summer programming, and their programming looks amazing this year. They have so many school events going on, field trips. ESP is just great during the summertime. I mean, it's great all year long, but during the summertime, it's just kind of fun to watch. So they are, because of summer school, there is some different in the hosting. So like if you go to Black Fox, it'll be Black Fox and Bradley students there. Hobgood will be hosting Reeves Rogers. So all of this is also on the ESP website, or you can go to City Schools and then go to ESP, whichever way works best for you. But if you do plan to attend ESP, that registration is open and should already happen. If you missed it, go ahead and register and let them know you're coming. And I say that also for kindergarten. Kindergarten registration, we held our in-person registration last week, but if you have a child coming to kindergarten next year for the 25-26 school year, now's the time to register so that we can go ahead and get you on those rolls for next year. It also allows you to attend ESP Kinder Camp, which is an amazing way to introduce your child to the whole kindergarten concept. It just eases the way in. So there's several reasons to go ahead and register. I always say Kinder Camp is probably the number one thing to do as if you have that five-year-old going into kindergarten. So.
Yeah.
Our schools do not stop during the summer. They will be busy.
I was just going to say.
The school buses will still be running during June for our summer school. So you will see several of our schools that have crossing guards, buses, and all of those things. So still be aware that if the crossing guard light, if the lights are flashing, school is in session. It's just summer school.
Lisa Trail is joining us with Murfreesboro City Schools, and you mentioned the ESP sites, and I'm sure that those who are going to summer school kind of know where they're supposed to be going, but it's a similar situation, it looks like, too, as well, that, if you went to Northfield, you're not necessarily going to be at Northfield for summer school. Would that be a fair statement?
That is correct. Summer school does have particular schools that will be, we have six schools that will be hosting as summer school sites. So, for instance, Scales will be hosting Scales students as well as Salem students and Discovery students. John Pittard will host John Pittard and Irma Siegel. So there's all of those things where we will be combining. And again, if you're attending summer school, you probably already have that information in your hands. But just be aware, those summer school locations will have crossing guards. They will have that flashing light. They will have school buses. So I just don't want people just to go, oh, school's out, and fly on through, because I'm pretty sure the Murfreesboro Police will be watching those sites.
I'm sure that is true. And you know, I know that we've had summer school like this for the past several years, but maybe people just aren't as aware, especially if their kids are not in school, and you know that. So just kind of watch for the flashing lights and make
absolutely.
Sure you slow down.
Yeah, and the summer school theme this year is Around the World in 20 Days. It is going to be so fun. A lot of learning, but a lot of fun as well. So again, if summer school's not happening in one of our schools, then ESP is. So lots of kids in our school.
I know we have at least one or two more things to talk about the summertime, but I just remembered, and I want to make sure that we tell folks, because I'm not sure we've had the opportunity, at least from the school side, to congratulate Dr. Trey Duke on being named the Mid-Cumberland Superintendent of the Year. Cool thing there.
A very cool thing. I can't say enough about Dr. Duke and his leadership. Just an amazing guy to work for, and I was so excited to see that recognition. And, you know, that's a peer recognition, too, so it's the other superintendents in our region voting for him. So, yes, we need to send him accolades and congratulations on that.
Yeah, I'm sure he's not – he likes to toot the horn of others, but, you know, we can toot the horn for him, too, so –
Yeah, it's just easier just not to ask him if I can send out a press release about his stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Just do it, right?
Just do it. We'll just brag on him because he doesn't like it. You're right.
So more on summertime, and you were reminding me that Chow Bus will get cranking here too when the calendar school year, not summer school, but when a lot of kids are out of school, the Chow Bus is going around. So tell us a little bit about the Chow Bus and maybe some of the schedule there.
I will tell you that the schedule will happen. It'll be on the website within today.
Huh.
And I just don't have it in front of me. I'm
sure.
So sorry. But
that's
Chow
fine.
Bus will begin running, and it begins running in June. But I just don't have it up yet, so I apologize for that. We'll get that to you this afternoon as well as to on our social media sites and everything so people know.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's
sure
fine.
About
that. But does that start, right after, I guess, maybe June 2nd, first week of June? Is that when things maybe kick
yes.
off? Okay.
So Chow Bus will kick off. It'll have a June schedule and then a July schedule. So it'll change a little bit between June and July, but we'll keep everybody updated with that. And again, that is for anyone who is 18 and below. It is free breakfast and lunch, and you don't have to attend our school. So if you have, for instance, you're a grandparent that has extra grandkids with you for the summertime, because we got to do something with them, right?
Right.
So anyone can get food off of the Chow Bus. It is a federal program, and we want to make sure it has access to anyone who needs that extra breakfast and lunch.
Well, and there, just kind of remind us too, not getting into super specifics, but there's a route. It comes through at certain times in neighborhoods in the morning, and then at lunchtime. Am I right on that?
That is correct, and they'll also have a free breakfast and lunch at our schools as well, at the schools that are designated. So that'll all be on that child schedule. And Brian, I'm sorry that I don't have that already in front of you. But it will all be, a lot of our schools will also be serving that. So feel free to walk into those schools and get breakfast or lunch as well. You'll have to show ID because we do still do all the security, but it is for anyone 18 and below.
Good stuff. And I'm sure if you're planning a release that we'll have it. And as soon as we get it, we'll throw it up on the website for folks to be able to see. And cityschools.net is a great resource for everything that we've really talked about today, from, you know, the story about Dr. Duke to, you know, the summer schedule for summer school, all that kind of thing. So good resource for you, and parents know about cityschools.net. And as always, Lisa, thanks for being here with us today.
Thank you, Brian. Can I just do one little...
Yeah.
I just want to say Miss Beverly Johnson, who has been with Murfreesboro City Schools for a long time, is retiring this year. Just want to say how much we will miss her leadership and guidance. She's the assistant principal at Black Fox, but has served as in so many roles for our school district. And sometimes you have those individuals that you just hate to see go. And I have to say Beverly has just been a jewel, but I'm hope she has a great retirement.
Oh, wow. Yeah, this is the tough time of the year for some of that, too, because we lose some folks who've been educating kids for decades. So we wish Miss Beverly good luck and all that. And I'm sure there will be tears over at Black Fox and around the district. Very good.
All right. Thank you, Brian, for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And joining us today, Lisa Trail, Murfreesboro City Schools. Always good to catch up with Lisa and find out what's going on with our wonderful city school system. And that reminds me to remind you that all of our programming you can find here on 101.9, 100.5, WGNS and WGNSradio.com. Plus, if you miss part of the show, or, you know, you miss your favorite show and it's the Roundtable at 9 o'clock, but you're at work, you can listen to it on the podcast. You can check out the podcast section at WGNSradio.com or wherever you take in podcast. If it's Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, we've got them all right there for you. So be sure to check out the podcast and subscribe. That way you'll never miss your favorite Big G show. Have a good day. We'll see you back here next time.